Welcome to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible Reading Plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for July 6th comes from Joshua 8. In Joshua 8, two critical events take place. First, Israel goes into battle once more against Ai. Second, Israel renews their covenant with Yahweh on Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim. Both of these stories are important since in yesterday's reading, Yahweh had threatened to abandon Israel if they did not purge the evil from their midst, in Joshua 7, verse 12. Israel, for their part, did everything in accordance with the word of Yahweh. They devoted to destruction Achan and his family, along with the devoted things that he had stolen, so that Yahweh turned away his wrath from them. Then they went back into battle, exploiting Ai's confidence by pretending to flee once again, but then rising up in ambush, burning the unguarded city, killing the warriors, and hanging the king of Ai on a tree until sundown, in Joshua 8, verses 15 through 29, according to the law of Deuteronomy 21, verses 22 through 23. Israel's relationship with Yahweh had been restored, so that Yahweh again fought for his people. But to reestablish their relationship even further, Joshua at that point fulfilled the commandment that Moses had spoken back in Deuteronomy 11, verses 26 through 32, and again in Deuteronomy 27, by renewing Israel's covenant with Yahweh on top of Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim. There, they set up an altar of uncut stones on which they offered burnt offerings and peace offerings, in Joshua 8, verses 30 through 32, according to the word spoken in Deuteronomy 27, verses 5 through 7. Then, they set up large stones and covered them with plaster, again according to what was commanded in Deuteronomy 27, verse 2, in order for Joshua to write out all the words of the law on them. Half of the people stood on Mount Gerizim to represent Yahweh's covenant blessings, and half stood on Mount Ebal to represent Yahweh's covenant curses, according to Deuteronomy 27, verses 12 through 13, while the Ark of the Covenant and the Levitical priests stood at the center, in Joshua 8, verse 33. Then the whole law was read in the presence of all Israel, and Israel feasted in the presence of their God, according to Deuteronomy 27, verse 7. For us living today in the new covenant, our weekly worship on the Lord's Day should be a covenant renewal ceremony, not unlike what Israel enjoys here at the end of Joshua 8. As we come each week, we hear Yahweh's law convict us of our sin. Then we remind ourselves of the finished work of Jesus Christ, who has atoned for all of our sins, hearing the assurance that our Heavenly Father has forgiven our sins for the sake of His Son Jesus. After that, we listen to the word of the Lord preached, and then we feast with God at the Lord's Supper. This week, hear the word of the Lord. Seek His forgiveness by faith in the atoning sacrifice of Christ, and eat and drink in His presence. The Holy One of Israel will not lay a hand on you for the sake of His Son who died for you. Thanks for listening to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast. If you're looking for Bible study curriculum for a Sunday school or a small group, check out my book, That You May Know, A Primer on Christian Discipleship. It's a close study of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John that explores what it means to follow Jesus as a disciple. To learn more about the book or to download the first two chapters, go to discipleshipbook.com.